pressing questions about federal financial management shared services must be answered in the next few months. The Office of Management and Budget, the Treasury Department, and the CFO Council are trying to plug holes in the shared services process that thwarted the effort a decade ago. In part three of his special report, Shared Services Revisited, Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller speaks with Beth Angerman. She is the director of Treasury's Office of Financial Innovation Transformation, and she says the administration is ensuring success this time.
We're actually working with the applicants, the agencies interested in becoming providers, as to what their needs are to be able to operate the level that we're expecting a provider to be able to operate. And some of the gaps that they've identified, some of the issues that they have, and we're coming up with plans and recommendations that we make. And in some parts, we will need OMB. In others, there are solutions that FIT is working on that we can hopefully help to respond to some of the needs of the providers.
Do you foresee some kind of use of the e-government fund, for lack of a better fund, that's out there to help infuse some cash into the shared service providers so they can either A, upgrade, or B, bring in a different solution, or C, just bring in new customers, because even the new customers does cost money, especially if you have to bring in contractor help or get more data storage in the cloud or whatever it is. There's always an upfront cost.
And we're working on some possible solutions, there of which right now there are many.
One of the other issues that's kind of tagged into this is the private sector role. I had a very, again, going back to my conversation with Joe Ward, one of the things he said was, I've been on both sides. I've worked for the government. I've worked for industry. There's going to be plenty of work for industry. This industry should not be concerned about losing out on the opportunities. But at the same time, I think there's definitely some people in industry who would say, well, we want to be able to be a provider, not just a support services role. Is there a plan yet for that industry role as a shared service provider, or is that something that maybe has to come in the next phase of this program?
At this point, the role for private sector is, and I will say, kind of organically presenting itself. I will say that at this point, there is not a plan in place to issue a formal application process to become a private shared service provider. We are at first going to look at who applies to become federal shared service providers and if we can position that marketplace to be able to address the demand. The role of private sector, and I'm pretty passionate about this, is that this whole model is changing, and it's changing because we have not had proven success in what we're doing today, and having 24 different systems and maintaining 24 different systems and paying for that, and then looking at Googling any website, including your own, about the failures that we've had in upgrading financial management systems, really, I think, sheds some light on why we're doing this. $8 billion a year and 53,000 plus employees in financial management. And the challenge today in an environment where we're supposed to be operating with less money, fewer resources, right, and technology that is actually offering us the ability to do things we couldn't do 20 years ago. All of those things considered, what I challenge private sector to do is to think about the role they've been playing and why that role is also changing, just like the role that government is playing is changing, and how powerful we could all be as a community if we came together to come up with the roles we all would play to implement this solution for the betterment of the taxpayer.
Is there any reason why you guys want to go down the public sector road first, then maybe go down the private sector later, versus what was done under the last lines of business initiative, which was go down both roads at the same time? Because, again, it goes back to, I think, the competition and innovation piece. You don't want 100 providers, but you also just don't want 5 or 6 or 8. I mean, if you have 10 or 12, I mean, there's a happy medium in there somewhere.
We don't know how many we want, first of all. And secondly, the reason that we're starting with federal is because they are already doing it. They have proven systems in production that are doing exactly what we need federal financial management systems to do. And we want to leverage those systems as much as possible instead of reinventing the wheel. Also, federal shared service providers they are regulated by legislation and Treasury reporting requirements. They can say no to things that create these customized one-off systems that have caused us to be in this stovepipe world that we're in today. And we can look to identify streamlined processes and streamlined approach to financial management that can be leveraged across the community.
One of the other issues that I think the shared service providers are a bit concerned about that I've heard is how many new customers can they bring on? Do they have the capacity? Are you guys also looking at the capacity issue? I mean, I know from a perspective of, when we, I think we talked about this earlier, if one shared service provider is already working with three cabinet-level agencies, maybe a fourth doesn't make sense. So that's something I think as a role OFIT will do. But is the capacity issue a concern more broadly, saying, I've heard, for instance, that HUD is going to Treasury ARC, and that's all they can do for the next 2 years. There's nothing else they can do in terms of bringing on new customers. But I think the capacity issue is something that I've heard time and again that there is concerns about.
Gosh, wouldn't that be a nice role for private sector? So, and that's what I mean by how it's organically presenting itself, right? Which is, yeah, I mean, there, everybody hits a limit, right? And I don't know at this point, I will say that we're working with the providers that applied to understand what their capacity limits would be, but that doesn't mean we stop. It means you have to then start to say, is that an opportunity? Is that where the door then opens to leverage the great skills that private sector can bring in terms of implementation and integration work? And that's what I go back to, how can we be more powerful if we join together to make this happen and support the initiative? So I, as I said, it goes back to how we've solicited feedback from the providers on what their limitations are, and we're helping to craft a strategy for how we can address them.
Looking forward a little bit, when does FIT foresee the migration starting? Is this a 2015 start? Is this a late summer of 2014 start? Or is it too hard to tell because there's these three other steps that need to happen first?
We already have three cabinet CFO-level agencies working with some of the providers that were legacy providers before the application started. So I would say it's already begun. And what we're doing now is looking at the rest of the community and saying, okay, so when are you, when, what is the timeline for addressing when we might have to be able to do more than one at a time so that we can address the demand? And that's part of what sparked us to look at what the limitations may be and how we could address them. So I would say we're actually in it already. We're, you know, I think further along now in creating a repeatable process for it, which I think is really important to being able to have this be sustainable as we work through the next 10 to 12 years of, I think, what is the vision for the implementation of the memo.
When you look out and say, okay, what are your biggest challenges? What are your biggest things you have to overcome? What would you point out as the things that you're going to either need help with from the CFO Council, from OMB, from maybe even Congress? Is there anything that you see out there and they go, wow, that's going to be tough?
What everyone has started to slowly recognize are the great benefits of shared service. Why pay for 24 pizzas if we could all just order one and pay for the slice, right? But what I will say is that there is great skepticism. I think you've even seen it, right, in the discussions you've had, especially with private sector and what their role will be, making sure that we've got champions for this within the agencies as well. So I think just getting, making sure everyone is on board and supportive of the overall initiative, because it, you know, it's not just financial management. This whole idea of shared services is becoming a theme. And so we need to make sure that we're leveraging the good work and the processes that have already been done, because I don't see it going away.
And I think that's the one difference this time around from previous attempts at shared services is the recognition of, hey, this actually is beneficial for us. Because I think shared services has happened maybe at a smaller scale within agencies versus across the government. Are you seeing that from the meetings you have with CFOs and other people who run these organizations? Are they more open? Are they more willing to say, yeah, I think we can do this versus, whoa, you got to prove me why I should?
It depends on the audience, right? I think that there are some CFOs who do not want to be in the business anymore of running a system, right? They want to be able to focus on the data. They want to be able to do analytics. They want better information available to them more frequently and to shift their focus from running a system to being able to use the data to make better decisions. And I think that's where the whole government is moving, right, is to be able to make better recommendations and decisions to the Congress and the President. What I see most often when I talk to the community is that while they all see the benefits, there's proof in the pudding. And so there needs to be some success, I think, proven. And that's kind of where we are today.